I am in Duduza, an impoverished township east of Johannesburg. There's a lively hawker culture here with enterprises ranging from one-man vegetable sellers to supermarkets. Numerous shops belonging to South Africans and foreign nationals line the streets here. But business hasn't been going well lately. There have been a number of violent protests by locals over the lack of infrastructure like running water and electricity here in recent days. Such protests often spiral into attacks on foreign migrants and their shops. In a matter of hours, an estimated 400 migrants were chased out of this community. All their belongings were looted. Scattered and frightened, they are now on the run, homeless. Just a few minutes from Duduza is a small town known as Nigel. This is where migrant shop owners have fled to. The normally busy businessmen suddenly find themselves with nothing to do as they sit under the trees. Jacob Medigo is from Ethiopia. The 38-year-old has visible burns on his face and upper body following an attack on him.
It's happening. Petrol pump.
I was petrol bumped. Two men came to my shop as if to buy cigarettes, but they attacked me. I tried to take off my burning clothes, but it was too late. It makes me sad. My own African brothers did this to me.
Sylvia Shabangu is a South African. She has been renting out her shop to Somalis for 3 years. They've been driven out of the township.
I was living with the money that they are renting for me. So that was the only source of money we have. I feel bad, especially they are like my children. I know them very well now. So it's not good at all.
A short distance from Sylvia's shop is another building that was targeted during violent demonstrations. It was set alight, but not before being looted.
The owner of this shop is one of many foreign nationals who is on the run, fearing for his life. This shop is likely to be rebuilt in a few days' time because the owner is hoping to come back to this community to do business again. But with tensions still running high in many South African townships, are foreign nationals still willing to continue putting their lives at risk?
Abdi Bare Hussein is from Somalia. He tells me he came to South Africa in search of a better life, but is now seriously considering going back to Mogadishu.
When I was in Mogadishu, I was not suffering to eat. I was having everything that I need. I used to get it. And the reason I came here is to get it peaceful, because on that time Mogadishu was a war. So now I think it's a better time. So I have to go back, and I hope I will get a better life in my home. Let us go back to our home, because we see we are enemy in here in South Africa.
No South African shops were destroyed or looted in the protests, but the South African government insists the incidents are motivated by crime, not xenophobia. On the streets, locals have expressed mixed reaction.
No, I don't want them anymore. They must go.
They should stay. Because they help us a lot. Their prices are less.
Police have increased patrols in a bid to prevent further clashes, but not a week goes by without reports of more trouble and violence. Xenophobia, economic jealousy or crime, whatever the label, is a symptom of South Africa's high unemployment rate and poverty. And yet, the foreign shop owners are not easily deterred. They rebuild and carry on. They too have a livelihood to make.